Let's learn. I'm good.
Shischana
Parsha for Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav is the Parsha of more Karbanos. More Karbanos. Interestingly enough, I know Steve always enjoys this when it happens, although sometimes Steve makes sure it happens. I think all three of our drushas today have what to do with each other. But Steve always does that. Now we're just going to be in on it, because we're going to see it too, Mirtz Hashem. Says the Pasuk, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber La'aron V'Albanav Lemor, Zos Toras HaChatas. The Parsha starts off with the Ola, and then it says, here's the Chatas. Where do you do the Chatas? B'makom Asher Tishchat HaOla, Tishchat HaChatas. Lifnei Hashem. That in the same place that you shecht the Ola, in the same place that you bring the Karban, the, what's it called, the... What's it called in English? I don't even know what the Ola is called in English. The
elevation offering.
Going up, yeah. Elevation offering. So you shall do the sin offering. In the same place. Says the Me'ashilach Mordechai Yosef Leiner. Zesh Amar Kaz of the Pasuk in Mishlei says, shout out Mayor. Mishlei says, and Evan. Sometimes sometimes David. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Chaf Beis Yotes. Lios b'Hashem ivtachacha hodaticha hayom afata. Hashem should be that who you, he who you put your trust in. Even you. What does it mean, even you? Lashon afata hularavos es habal tshuva. Says Rav Leiner, the Me'ash Shiloach, the Ishbitzer. That comes to include even you, the Baal Tshuva. Shegam lo, even to him, yiyem mivtach oz b'Hashem Yisbarach. He will have a strong reliance on Hashem. What does that mean? V'av she'avar al divrei Torah, even if you have violated the prohibitions of the Torah. Mikom akom lo yitya'esh atzmo. It's a fascinating word. Lo yitya'esh atzmo. What does the word yitya'esh mean for those in Daf Yomi? To give up. Yitya'esh, to despair, atzmo. Don't give up on yourself. And when I saw this, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of an idea he has, the Me'ash Shiloach has by Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash, he has the same shtickle by Yehuda. Vayigash, I love Yehuda, is that Yehuda, even though Yosef said, sorry, no go, get out of here, you're not going to be in place of Binyamin, even though that's the case, Yehuda says, I know he just told me no, but I'm not going to give up on myself. I think I can still do it. And that's Vayigash, I love Yehuda. I gave that Me'ash Shiloach over at, I believe, at Aaron Rabbi Lieb's house when I came to try out a little more than five years ago. And I gave that over and I'm like, oh, that sounds the same phrase, Yitya'esh Atzmo. He doesn't give up on himself. And there's a footnote here and says, look at Parshas Vayigash. And it's like, oh, I remembered it. Yeah. So Kiteisa Afilu Higdil Adam Me'averos. Even if a person has developed 100 sins, transgressions, zu lamalu mizu, developed meaning he's one up to himself. First he did something little, whatever, every aver is bad, but he did this thing that people don't consider so bad, and then he worked himself up, but wait, he did 100 things built on top of each other. He doubled down, right? He kept going. So higdil adam me'avera zu lamalu mizu v'asa tshuva. And then he did tshuva. So you would think maybe, okay, you knocked one off the board. No, tshuva means you're back in good graces with Hashem. Hareini imo berachamim umekabel es tshuva so. This is based on Tan Devei Eliyahu. Hashem says, I'm going to forgive you and accept your tshuva. V'zehu shetziva Hashem yizbarach v'makom asher tishchat ha'ola tishchat ha'chatas. That's what it means, a beautiful drasha. That in the same place where you bring the carbon ola, that's the same place where you bring the carbon chatas. Anyone ever see, what's the baseball movie with the kids? The Sandlot. Yeah. So they have this wonderful scene where they're giving the nicknames of Babe Ruth. And they said, the Sultan of Swat, the King of whatever. And then the main character goes, you mean that's the same guy? The same baby Ruthie? You mean that's the same guy? So that's what I think of here. You mean that's the same spot? You brought the carbon ola in that spot, and that's the same spot you can bring the carbon chatas? The carbon ola and the carbon chatas are used for completely different purposes. The carbon ola, says the Me'ashiloach, ki ola hu carbon shel tzadik gamur. The carbon ola is for tzadikim gemurim, the most righteous of righteous. Those are the people that bring olas. The ola is the carbon ola. You could bring that as an edava, a voluntary carbon. Someone who says, I have nothing to atone for. Obviously, there's always something to atone for. But he says, I want to volunteer a carbon. That's a tzadik gamur. You mean that's the same place? The same place you can bring a sin offering is the place where you bring that offering? Welcome, Steve. Ki ola carbon shel tzadik gamur sheba al hamachshava. It goes back to a shtickle he had from last week's parasha, not getting into now. V'chatas ba al chet mefurash. And a chatas comes for an explicit sin offering. Omer Hashem Yisbarach shezesh chata v'shav v'hikrev chatas niskasher tekif. The person who sinned and did tshuva connects to me immediately. Be'oso makom chayim utekufos shatzadik gamur niskasher sham. The same exact way, in the same exact spot, that the tzadik gamur, the most righteous of all righteous people, that same exact spot, the Baal Tshuva gets to be in too. That's what the pasuk means. B'makom asher tishchad ha'ola tishchad ha'chatas. They're both lifnei Hashem. And he goes through different other nuances here about where the blood is placed, that maybe it's even b'makom shebali tshuva omdin afilu tzadikim gemurin enim cholim lamod bam. That even in, not only is the Baal Tshuva the same as the tzadik gamur, he could be even better. Could be even better depending how you interpret that. Depending how you interpret that gemara, he brings a Zohar which says a similar thing, but he explains it also through where you put the blood. The tzadik gamur ola offering is beneath the chut hasikra, whereas the Baal Tshuva offering, the chatas offering, is above the chut hasikra, which also he says represents that concept that the Baal Tshuva is even above, not just on the same mizbeach in the same spot you do the shechita, but also it's even above the tzadik gamur. So that's idea number one from the Me'ah Shiloach, that the makom asher tishchad ha'ola tishchad ha'chatas, the same place for the sin offering. Says the Katzke Rebbe, Zos Toras Ha'ola, talking about the Ola, the Medrash says about that, Zesh Amar Kasev in Tehillim, Ki Mi Bashachak Yaruch LaHashem, who can give over to Hashem, properly give value to Hashem, Yaruch LaHashem, Yaruch Kir could mean to prepare for Hashem, as we'll see. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Hashem say in interpretation of this Pasuk? Amar Hashem, Ilu hayisi mevakish karban, lo hayisi omar li michal, shu etzli l'hakriv li karban. If I, Hashem, if I wanted the karban for myself, I could really use a smoked sheep right now. You think I would ask somebody on earth to do it? I've got michal right here. The malach michal, the angel. I could ask him. Umimi ani mevakish karban, but who instead am I asking? Mi Yisrael, I'm asking it from the Jews. V'chein hu omer b'lechem apanim b'yom ha'shabas b'yom ha'shabas ya'archenu. Ha'perish, says the Katzker, av shekol binyan ha'olam v'tikuno tal v'masav b'nei Yisrael, even though the entire world is dependent on the actions of the Jewish people, av al pichein ein ha'svar nosena shema'asav b'nei Adam yiyoser na'im v'nivchar v'masav ha'malachim. That's not to say that the actions or the handiwork of the Jewish people is better than the angels. The angels can obviously do a better job. The angels are more perfect. They don't make mistakes. Ki bevadai ma'aseh ha'malach zach v'naki yoser mi'maaseh b'nei Adam. They are pure and they are clean, more clean than anything the people can do. Ashehir kavto muchan l'koach hara, because the people have a capacity to do the wrong thing, whereas malachim don't. Nonetheless, ach, however, le'inyan ha'hachana, in terms of the preparations, l'shleimut amitat hama'aseh, to the completion of the full, to the completion of the truth, the integrity of the action, the preparations for the complete integrity of the actions, asher al yado yavo ha'adam li'istabek bo yisbarach, through which a person can truly cling to Hashem, bezos, in that specific element, bezos ma'aseh b'nei Adam yosher me'ulim, that's how the Jewish people are better. They're better because they can prepare better. How do they prepare better? Because the malachim don't prepare at all. That's the kicker. Yes, the malachim could make the carbon better, but they can't prepare it because they don't need to prepare. prepare the carbon, prepare their minds, prepare. They're already so pure and so perfect. They don't need to prepare themselves. Because a person is so full of all these preventions, these heavy distractions or detractions, that are constantly surrounding them. Because he's created from, you know, physicality, physical, you know, matter. Lochein malachim mali hakadoshim v'hatorim be'etzem ve'enam gasham klal v'lo yipol b'hem shum hishtanus. Angel is not susceptible to distractions, is not susceptible to influence that can turn them to cause them to do the wrong thing. V'zeh perish hamidrash yaroch l'Hashem b'chinas ha'aracha. What does it mean, yaroch oso l'Hashem, when it comes to the menorah? Yaroch means to set them up. Yaroch oso aron, to set up the candles, or the wicks. Ha'aracha ha'inu ha'achana l'maaseh. That is the preparation. Ha'im tipo klal bin darimala. Is that ever a problem that's necessary for the darimala, for the people that live up above in heaven? For the angels that are so perfect, do they need to prepare? Ki ha'lohema enam klal b'geder ha'achana. They're not at all. They don't need to prepare. Rak b'masa levad, they just have to do it, and it's going to be fine. V'im ha'yisi, says Hashem, im ha'yisi chafetz rak b'masa atzma, ha'yisi mitzavli machal she'asa. If I needed only the act of the carbon to be finished, so then I would have asked Michal, I would have asked the Malach. Ki b'vadai ma'aseyem zachem inakiyem yoser mima'aseichem, because their actions are more pure. Aval, says Hashem, k'shetzivisi lachem, when I ask you, the Jewish people, to do it, I don't really care for the carbon. That's not what I'm doing this for. I don't need the carbon. I need you to care about it, to prepare for it, and to work yourself up for it. Specifically, you shall prepare for it, and thereby be lifnei Hashem. You will be even before the malachim do it. There's a wonderful mashal that I once heard from Orlovsky, I forgot his first name, Rabbi something Orlovsky. I knew his son, but that name doesn't matter. I forgot his name. You can look him up. I think he teaches at Or Sameach, maybe, I don't remember. He has a wonderful, wonderful mashal of a, really, he used it as a mashal for the Beis HaMikdash, which is also very relevant for this concept. Hashem doesn't need our kavanos. Lama li rov zev chachem yumar Hashem, as we say, by Parashat the Haftarah for Devarim, I think. But he says, imagine a son, a child, sees his father bring flowers to his wife, right? And the son said, oh, I want to do the same thing. So he goes out in the front yard, and he sees the dandelions in the front. And he goes and he sees a couple dandelions. He picks a few dandelions. He puts it into a styrofoam cup, and he gives it to his mother, just like his father does. And the mother's all, like, taken aback. She can't believe he would be so thoughtful like that. She says, oh, I love it. I'm going to put it right next to Abba. So I'm going to put the flowers right next to Abba. And the kid was so, you know, was so satisfied. He was overjoyed with the reaction of his mother. He said, I'm going to do this every Friday, just like my father. And every Friday, he would go and he would pick dandelions, you know, these little weeds, basically. I have a machlokas with Ricky, whether dandelions should be weeds or not. She likes to get rid of them. I say, they look pretty. What does it matter what you call them? Anyways, so every week, he would go out and pick the weeds from the garden, and he would, or the front yard, and he would put them in the styrofoam and bring them. One day, as Rav Chana Feller would say, one day, the kid is playing out with his friends, and it's coming close to Shabbos. And he looks at his watch, says, I got to get home. It's almost Shabbos time. I got to go in the shower or whatever. And he's running. And on his way, he's like, oh my gosh, I forgot to get flowers for mom. I forgot to get flowers. And on his way, while he's running in the door, he grabs a few weeds. He throws them on the table. He says, mom, here are your flowers. And he runs upstairs to take a shower. And the mom says, no, thank you. I don't need them this week. And all of a sudden, the son realizes what he did. Because it wasn't the flowers. It wasn't the flowers that his mother wanted. It was the care, the thought, the preparations that he put, the efforts that he put into it that the mother really cared about. So that's the same thing here. Hashem wants us to do karbanos, not because we bring such great karbanos. Look at this sheep that I, you know, it's not, you know, Tom Hanks in Castaway. Look what I created. No, we're not doing anything like that. We're doing it because Hashem wants us to put in the effort. And that's the basis of all of Avodas Hashem. One last quick idea. The Beis Yaakov, Rav Yaakov mi Ishbitz, the son of Rav Mordechai Yosef Liner, he says, the Pasuk tells us by the Trumas Hadeshen, V'hotiyas Hadeshen, what's the Deshen? The ashes, the leftover ashes that are left on the Mizbeach. V'hotiyas Hadeshen el michutz l'machaneh el makam tahor. You take them out of the camp and you put them in a pure place, okay? In the garbage, but pure, the pure garbage. Says Rav Yaakov, the Beis Yaakov, afilu psalatan shel Yisrael, even the disqualified of the Jewish people, the psolet, the chaff, if you will, the people that don't make the cut, she'ein balachar shum nitzot shel kedusha, who on the face of it, they don't look like they have any redeeming qualities, afilu mi she'nimtza michutz l'machane, even those who are on the outside of the camp, they're on the outs, right? Like the Deshen. Yesh lo gam kein efsharut shel tikun. They can also have a redeeming quality to them. Ki ratzon Hashem leval yidach yimenu nidach. Hashem never pushes anyone that far away. V'asor lehityaesh mi ben Yisrael. You should never give up on a Jewish person. Shesar mi derech ha'yishara. That went off the derech a little bit. Ki lo afsa ha'tikva she'od yachzor b'tshuva. You should never give up hope. That the percentage, you never lose, it's never 0% that they can make it back. V'lochein gamas hadeshen, even the ashes. She'ein bo af nitzut shel esh, kodesh. There's no more burning embers here. The fire is completely gone. There is nothing of quality in this ash. Tzrichim lahavi al makam tahor. You still have to put them in a pure place. You still treat them with the right affect, with the right approach, with the right attitude. You never cast them aside to a makam tameh. You always put them in that esteem of makam tahor. You know, you have all these beautiful stories about gedolim treating people that were, you know, off the derech with such love and such care and such sensitivity. And you see today, you know, whether it's lo lishma or lishma, you see how many Jews today, because of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, have sort of refound their roots. You never know when a person might want to sort of return again. So if you will, Steve, we could say that these three ideas have a lot to do with each other. When we said about the Karban Chatas, b'makom asher tishchas ha'ola tishchas ha'esachatas, the same exact place where you put the Ola, that's where the sinners go. The sinners have the same opportunity to be in the same holy clinging to Hashem by doing it the same way that the Tzadik Gomer brings the Karban Ola. And then we said it from the Katzke Rebbe, that when it came to the what?
Us lowly people compared to the Malachim.
Yeah, the lowly people. Even though the Malachim can make a much better Karban, Hashem wants us to do it because we, in our feebleness, in our distracted state, and with all the bad influences around us, he wants us to overcome them, and it's specifically that effort of overcoming that he wants to show, that he wants us to show how much we care. And then lastly, as we see again, that even Psalas and Shel Yisrael, even they that are off the derech, without one any seeming nitzu shel kedusha, seemingly, even they have to go b'makam tahor, you have to hold them in the place of purity and esteem, that they too can make it back, that they too can rise up to the level of the Karban Ola. They can also be Bali Tshuva. They can be the ones to put in that effort, the Hachana Yaroch LaHashem, as the Katzke Rebbe said, that can be Pa'oso Makam of the Karban Ola. They also go B'Makam Tahor. So Mirtz Hashem, while we talk about the Karbanos of Parshas Tzav, and all the intricate details of everything you have to do in such a pristine and meticulous manner, we also realize that that represents the fact that we, as feeble human beings, can always do something in the physical world, no matter how low we go. You can always do something in the physical world that can regain our connection to Hashem, whether it means getting back from Averas, or whether it means bringing our own, you know, davening, creating a davening like the same level as Tzadik Gomer, whatever it is, we all have that capacity. And it's specifically because we are human and because we are fallible that Hashem wants us to try. And it's that attempt, it's that effort that we're putting in that Hashem is going to see. And Amir Hashem be glad that he gave us the task that we were given so that we can overcome it. As opposed to Malachim, who don't have the same level of effort necessary, who don't need the same level of effort to overcome distractions. We have it, and that's why Hashem gives it to us. Amir Hashem, we should take that lesson. Even if we don't have the base manager, we don't have Karbanos, we still have that same human quality of having distractions, but being tasked to overcome them and grow in our Avodas Hashem. Okay, Amir Hashem, we should take it to heart. Have a good night and good Shabbos.